This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian
and Chris.
So if you're just tuning into the show here tonight, so far we've been on kind of a, I don't know, a self-improvement discussion.
It does feel that way.
Yeah, well, that's what we've turned it into. We started talking about the idea of a quarter-life crisis, now with millennials in the UK, at least, in one study, saying overwhelmingly 6 out of 10 of them saying they're having a quarter-life crisis. They're disturbed by various different things, like the fact that they spend more than they earn. That's a problem. Frustration over trying to find the right job for them, or working at a challenging job, trying to get on the property ladder and being in the right relationship. Now, remember, life isn't necessarily all about getting a good job. I understand this is what they train you in the government schools, is that you have to go and get a good job in order to, you know, make money, have a career,
right,
and then ultimately retire after you've had children and grandchildren and so on. You could also start your own business, right? So it's not all about having a job and relying on another entity, relying on the kindness of the boss or the owner at that particular job. And frequently, a lot of jobs are going to have things that are disappointing and, you know, less than satisfying in your life. Whereas if you are working for yourself in your own business,
every day can be like that.
Well, you can be disappointed in yourself, for sure, but you can't blame anybody else.
Exactly.
In that circumstance. And, of course, when you're working for yourself, the, you know, whatever it is you're generating, the money that you're generating, the things that you're doing, they're benefiting you directly rather than benefiting the boss or the owner.
Or the shareholders.
The company. So you gain more when you actually win, when you sell your product or service that you've created. So again, this study is within the, is sort of inside the box, right? Like, people are frustrated with their job. Nobody's asking them about, you know, do you want to start your own business? Because people aren't trained to do that. They're not, they're not brought up. They're not educated with an entrepreneurial mindset. And that's a problem, because it goes back to the worker drone issue that we had talked about earlier. So, but going on here, so we can acknowledge that people feel frustrated, whether it's a midlife crisis or a quarter life crisis, or just, you know, overall frustration with where somebody is in life. There are things you can do, and this is some tips from Darian Faraz, a so-called career expert at LinkedIn, sharing his top tips for dealing with a so-called quarter-life crisis. The first two tips, which we've already delved into so far in the show, are stop comparing yourself to others, and number two, take a step back and identify the root cause. Let's move to number three, be kind to yourself. Going through a quarter-life crisis can be a difficult process and exacerbated by becoming your own worst critic. Remind yourself that it's a positive experience that will hopefully enable you to make a change and progress both with your career and with your life, eventually making you happier in the long run. As you can see from the research, the crisis doesn't last forever.
Yeah, and I think that gets easier to understand the older you get. You know, early setbacks are devastating. You know,
when they're your first setbacks.
Exactly. You know, if you're 18 or 19 years old and you get fired from a job, I'm sure some people sit there and go, "Well, I'm unemployable. How did I ever get fired from this?" But you know,
it could have been them, or it could have been you,
right?
You know, or both.
But yeah, I mean, every. And you'll find out as time goes on that the most adversarial experiences in your life are probably the ones that are going to be the most valuable to you later on.
That's where the growth can come from.
When everything's going smoothly and there's no issues whatsoever, you're not really picking up a lot. You're profiting, or you're doing well and things like that. That's okay.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times where I've seen people who've had a tough thing happen to them, getting fired or mm-hmm. broken up with or something like that, and then, you know, saying to them, hey, you know, it'll work out. Everything's going to work out. This actually may be a doorway to a better opportunity. And I've seen that happen so many times where somebody will get fired from a job and they'll be distraught over it. And then, you know, a few days later, a new door opens or is presented and they've got something better on tap as a result.
Yeah. And the point of this and what he says here is be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up, right, because there's all sorts of externalities that can occur that you have no control over, none whatsoever, and that stuff just flies out of the blue, and sometimes it smacks you upside the head. Don't take it personally.
Thing's for sure, you're not going to find the next, if you're looking for a job, you're not going to find the next great one laying in bed feeling sorry for yourself.
Right.
Right. So, you know, you have to, as I was saying before, life does have a tendency, the universe or whatever you want to call it, has a tendency of presenting you with these tools, with the things that you need to get over that challenge, whether it be being out of a job or finding another relationship or whatever. The tools are there, but you have to pick them up. You've got to use them. You can lead the horse to water. You can't force them to drink.
Right.
The same thing's true for people suffering from frustration or depression mm-hmm. After having bad things happen. And it's like trusting life, basically, trusting the idea that there are better things that are coming and that you just have to get through this. This is a temporary stumbling block. It's a challenge that you can absolutely overcome and that everything's going to be all right.
Agreed.
Number four on the list here, talk to others. It's important to discuss feelings of discontent. Talking to others about certain issues not only helps you rationalize the problem, but helps with the solution. Though it's great that your friends and family are there to support you, it's also good to get an unbiased point of view, especially from someone who has experience in your industry.
Oh, unless they disagree with me. I say that jokingly, but usually, yeah, I've had so many examples where, you know, I'll be explaining where I'm at and why things aren't going well, and they say, well, you know, you ought to just da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like, ah, what are you talking about? 10 minutes later, you think about it and go, that was actually dead on.
Really?
That was exactly right, and the idea that you have every answer in your head for every possible situation that's going to occur in your entire life is foolhardy at best, and you know, I think it's another thing you learn as you get older, that people have a wealth of experience and a wealth of insights in different things, and they are such a valuable resource if you can listen to them.
Yeah, and I think that's important, is being able to listen as well as talk, right? Like, you want to express yourself about the things that are frustrating or going wrong in your life, but at the same time, you don't want to pour all over somebody constantly as far as the things that you're just spewing
right
out. So, you don't, you know, if you are getting together with friends or coworkers or whoever to have these discussions, take whatever they say, look at it, and consider what you want to implement. You don't want to be known as the guy who's always complaining, though, right? Like,
absolutely.
If life is throwing you some curveballs, if there's difficulty, I don't think there's anything wrong with expressing that to people that you care about or who care about you. But at the same time, you want to show progress. You want to show them that, you know, you are working on the ideas they suggested, or rather than just continually coming back to the bar table with your friends and bitching and moaning. Do you
right
know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I were
the author of this, I might consider changing talk to others to listen to others.
Yeah,
you know
that's
I mean
a great point. Listening is an art. It is something that is also not taught in schools.
No.
Because when your mouth is moving, you're not listening. In fact, one of the tips for good listening is to try to talk less than the other people.
Right.
Right? To hear what they're saying and to internalize it as much as possible. All right, number five, and then we'll get to your calls and thoughts here. Research. Once you have discussed your situation with the relevant people, it's important to go away and research your options and, most importantly, your passions. Whether it's starting a new career altogether, going traveling, or progressing with your current role, it's necessary to be aware of your possibilities.
So, yeah, I've said this so many times throughout my life. The worst moves I've ever made were because of money. when I was chasing dollars.
Were you desperate?
No. When I left a job that probably made me happy, but I took another one just to make more money.
The worst career move, you.
Yeah. Well, happiness moves.
Yeah. All right, 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. And don't be afraid to undo a move if you feel like it's a mistake. It's tricky. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here on the live Saturday edition of the show. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call on Skype, Skype username lrn.fm. You can utilize the on-air call-in line chat room of our Discord as well over at discord.lrn.fm. There are people in the Free Talk Live chat right now talking about various different things on the Discord. So check that out when you get a chance, whether you want to call in or just chat with others. The Discord's pretty cool, and it's free and cross-platform at discord.lrn.fm. Both you and I are relatively frequent in that Discord, Chris.
I try to be. It's a lot of fun.
Your handle there is Organism?
Organism.
Right.
That's an organism from Oregon.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications and other things can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has become one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Now, there are a lot of cryptocurrencies out there from which you can choose. Why would you want to pick Zencash? Well, this one was created by Voluntaris. It's relatively new on the scene, started back in 2017, and they wrote Voluntarism right into the white paper of Zencash. You can go and see it for yourself. In fact, it's there no less than a half a dozen times. Zencash.com is where you can learn more about Zencash and the cool technology behind it, like the zero-knowledge proof anonymity system. They're working on decentralized autonomous organizations for governance and more. Go and get all the details. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. Cash.com. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Robert. He's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the Second Amendment rights because I'm a little confused about something.
Okay, go
now,
for it.
We've had for quite some time, you know, these shootings, you know, across the country and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, that actually these shootings actually started back in 1966 with the Texas Tower shooter. But the most of these shootings have happened in the 90s and beyond that. But
they've gotten more frequent starting in the 90s, certainly.
Exactly. What I don't understand is, you know, it seems to me that whenever these shootings happen, that the people that are affected by the shootings, it seems like there's a lot of them, that the first thing they want to do is they want to make some kind of a change to the Second Amendment rights.
Yep. There's frequently calls for restrictions on guns.
Sure.
After these shootings. And a couple of questions come to mind. Mm. Number one, you know, gun laws are racist, and I don't understand why, you know, nobody hasn't filed a lawsuit to challenge all of these gun laws, because they're all racist.
Now, when you say they're racist, what do you mean?
Meaning that if I'm a convicted felon, I can't have a gun, okay? So,
well, wouldn't that be classist? I mean, are you pointing out that... wouldn't that be more likely to affect poor people than it would be? I guess you could argue that blacks are more likely to be targeted by police and get felonies, so therefore.
Well, a couple things. I mean, first of all, a lot of the gun laws were created with a racist agenda.
I bet that's true.
Yeah, and even as we've debated here in New Hampshire, we've made changes to our concealed carry permit because.
That is to say, carry that you can now conceal carry in New Hampshire without a permit, if you
right.
want.
Right, but the license itself required that you be a suitable person.
And they changed that.
Right, but when they wrote that, a suitable person was someone who wasn't Italian or Irish. And so we can look at that, and you can go back to a lot of the early gun laws, because gun laws are nothing new. They popped up here and there, but in the Reconstruction era after the Civil War, there were a lot of gun laws that were enacted with the intent of keeping guns out of the hands of blacks, and that's just a fact. It's a disgusting part of our history. So
I
agree with you, Ian, that what Robert brings up is really more about class warfare and demonizing people for forever. The idea that a felon can never be rehabilitated and trusted. I think it's insane because every person is born with the absolute natural right of self-defense. If you are attacked by a dog when you're 4 years old, you have every right to fight that dog off. And if you're 24 years old and you got out of jail and somebody attacks you with lethal force, you still have a natural right of self-defense.
Yeah, that's true. And in fact, isn't it true that, and maybe it's not true in every state, but I know, I'm pretty sure here in New Hampshire, if you are a felon and you are attacked, and let's say your attacker has a gun, and you're able to wrest the gun somehow away from that attacker rather than getting blasted by him or her,
right,
that you then can use that gun to put an end to the conflict in that circumstance, even though it's illegal for you to possess the weapon.
I've never heard that, but that's interesting.
I think it's true because Rich Paul, who was a co-host here on Free Talk
right.
Live and has moved back to New Hampshire, he was in a situation downtown Keene after he had gotten out of jail, was on probation, certainly unable to possess weapons because of the probation, which is an even stronger restriction than he would have had after his probation.
Right.
He got into, there was a skirmish downtown with some haters who were threatening him, and he grabbed a monopod, which was normally a camera, steadying device, and utilized that in a defensive manner. And they came after him saying, "You violated the no weapons policy of the probation," but he won it. Because of the idea that it wasn't a weapon. He didn't have it as a weapon initially, but in that circumstance, he used it as a weapon.
Right.
If he had used it offensively as a weapon, it would have been a weapon.
Right.
But because he used it defensively in that case, he was exonerated of those charges. Now, again, the state did come after him.
Of course.
But the state's own defense attorney, the public defender, actually did a really bang-up job.
That's great. I'm one of those few people that don't believe that felons should be denied the natural right of self-defense against lethal force. And I don't believe that because someone has a mental illness that they automatically start losing natural rights that they were born with. So.
Although that said, we did have a situation with a guy who had gone without a significant amount of sleep here in Keene a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
who was within the activist community, and he had gone insane as a result of that. I'm not talking about myself, although that did happen to me more than a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was not armed at the time, but he was.
Right.
And so we did have to use aggressive force against him to disarm that person.
Now, that's completely different. Yeah. What I'm talking about is laws that say that, no, if you are mentally ill, then we can deny you the right to purchase a gun and things like that. I think that's
a slippery slope.
It is,
for
because
sure.
What does insane mean? And you're going to have
the government's definition is going to be very different than some of ours. Robert, go ahead.
Well, it behooves me is that any one person can tell another person that they don't have the right to defend their gift of life. I can't get my head around that. But
no.
Equally disturbing on this is that it makes me wonder whether or not that they actually even teach in school, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution.
If they address it, they certainly don't teach it in the way that we might. Thank you, Robert, for your
call
tonight. I appreciate it. It would be interesting to see that, right? It would be interesting to see the curriculum, maybe some video from inside
right.
a class where a teacher is talking about those things. It would be interesting to see the spin.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open them. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want, live Saturday edition of the program. You just dial on in here, toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Ian and Chris in the studio with you here tonight, and I do want to let you know about my pillow. It is a very nice pillow. I enjoy it every single night, and you can get one for yourself. Get it with 50% off by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. They're a great product that is guaranteed to last you for at least 10 years. And for whatever reason, if you don't like it, within the first 60 days, you can send it back, and they will send you your purchase price back to you. So you know when a company backs its product with money-back guarantee, they really stand behind it. And I have a good appreciation for companies like that. So MyPillow.com with code FTL to get 50% off. It's washable, by the way. Not only will it be fitting to the shape of your body and holding your neck in the proper position, you can also toss it in the washer and the dryer. It's designed for that. MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, there was actually an interesting question, I think, in the Twitch chat. And for those who are unfamiliar, Twitch is where we do video streaming. So Free Talk Live has always been a radio show since the very beginning when we started back in 2002. At some point, we added a video component when we'd moved up here. I forget at which point that was, but it was a few years after that. Maybe not even a few years. It was way back when all we had was that construction lamp that you can see over there, and it would sit on this desk and like point at us. It was awful.
Nice. Yeah,
it was awful. And now, you know, now we've got good lighting and decent looking quality video. We're actually up to HD quality now on our Twitch channel. So you can see how far we've come over at twitch.lrn.fm. It's still not like, you know, a professional production. We don't have a producer sitting back there with a video switcher or anything like that. It's basically just a robot that kind of auto switches between the camera angles. But it's there. It's HD and it's available on the Twitch live streaming service. Also, it's on YouTube, but it's not in HD on YouTube. So you want to see the best version of the show on video, go to twitch.lrn.fm. Give us a follow on there, and then if you want, you can get notifications for whenever we go live. Now, you know that we're on live 7 nights a week. I mean, you might be aware of that, but it's better when you actually get the ding on your phone from a notification from the Twitch app that you might have installed, or an email coming into your email box to let you know, hey, Free Talk Live's on the air.
Nice.
So that reminds you, you could tune in and watch us and listen live. And there's also people in the chat room that talk about various different things. There's a Twitch chat, which is active tonight, and there's also our Discord on-air chat, which we advertise on our Twitch, so people know about that, too. But one of the Twitch chatters, in regards to the conversation we were having about your life and depression or frustration with where you were at and wanting more, comparing yourself to others, and talking about some of the things that you can do to have a more satisfying life where you are right now and grow, yet while still leaving room to grow into the future. He had asked the question, his name in there, Mentally Ill Gamer, because again, Twitch is a gaming platform.
It certainly is.
By the way, twitch.lrn.fm is where you can check us out. Mentally Ill Gamer says, how about people that suffer from depression even when good things happen?
Yeah, I've known people like that. And, mental illness, it's an illness. And depression is a type of mental illness. And, sometimes there's physiological things that are occurring in your body. It could be hormonal. There's all sorts of other things that can happen, and for those, you want to get the best treatment you can, and that kind of goes back to look for the root cause. Everything in my life's going great. Why do I feel horrible? That might lead you to look elsewhere, other than the obvious things like money and relationships and job and
that's a great point. It's always so hard to handle questions like this because, having lived with people who have been depressed, I kind of have some idea of what life is like for them.
Right.
And when you talk to folks who are in a depressed state about depression, if you haven't been there in the way that they are experiencing it, then what is it that you really have that you can say? I mean, I can say things about thinking positively and positive affirmations and looking at life in a positive perspective, but that doesn't have an effect on somebody who's experiencing that depression. So it's tough for me to even try to take a swing at answering that. I mean, I can rattle off some things that the experts say, help with depression, like go outside, go for a walk. They say that that's a good thing.
But another very common symptom is, people's reaction when they're depressed is to say, nobody can even imagine what I'm going through. Therefore, I'm going to discount everything that comes out of your mouth.
Yes.
And my only advice is, talk to somebody smarter than me. Please do.
I tend to agree with you, though, that there's some sort of root cause. I don't buy the idea that, you were born like this, son. You're always going to be depressed. Doesn't matter, what happens in your life. You're always going to have this mental imbalance. It's a chemical thing, just to kind of write it off as though it's not based on something. Whether it be some sort of dark, deep-seated thing that happened to you in the past that you've yet to come to grips with or you've built walls around or whatever, there are those people out there who have had serious depression and who have figured out or ironed out whatever that issue was in their past or inside of themselves that was causing that, and they've beaten that depression. Those stories are very persuasive to me on this, because I do believe that the mind is incredibly powerful, and you can,
and
whether
complex.
You're intending to or not, you can create these situations for yourself. You can create that depression for yourself, and that means that you can solve it, but you got to figure out how.
Right. And I don't want this to come across as like, hey, all your answers can be found with your local psychiatrist.
Mm-mm.
Because I'm not a real fan of where that industry's kind of gone, and I've
right.
seen it firsthand with people I know, and with, you know, even my son.
Drugs too.
They are. I mean, it's less about diagnosis and more about let's try these different drugs out and let me know which one makes you feel better.
Right, and that deals
That's
with
backwards.
Symptoms. Yeah,
right,
that just deals with symptoms. It doesn't deal with the cause.
Well, in their mind, it almost seems like it does. It's almost
they
like
believe it's a chemical imbalance. Oh, we'll just fix the chemicals.
Or they're right. just saying, we admit that we don't get, and I honestly believe this, I think that the mind is so complex, you can call psychiatrists, you know, doctors, and they can go to whatever training you want, have however many degrees you want, but I think it is undoubtedly the least understood part of treating people. That we have, and this stuff, it doesn't go back 1,000 years like our regular medicine does, or longer.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking less than 100 years, or about 100 years for modern psychiatry. It just was never done before that, so I'm always skeptical. It's sort of like when people say that, you know, the science has settled on global warming. Yes, the science has settled on mental illness.
Whenever
it's
somebody
not.
Says the science is settled, just go
not.
Ahead and write that off, because
right.
they don't understand science. Right?
Yeah.
Science is the continual process of testing theories and, you know, proving them true or not.
Right.
And constantly trying to disprove the things that people think are true. Right.
Right. And to try to tell me that you've figured out and you can explain all the interactions that are in the most complex computer on the face of the planet, and that's that thing
the
sitting inside
brain.
Your skull. It just strikes me as unrealistic. We're learning. That's the best we can say.
Right. Now, if there is somebody out there who has had depression, and I mean, you know, real depression that's just sort of ongoing, not a bout of depression. I've had
right.
a bout of I think everybody's
sure,
had
everybody has.
That. But the ongoing problems where you can't get out of bed and you don't feel like you're getting anything done and you know, whatever. If you've had that and you've beaten it, then I think you would be the most useful call for our question in the chat
right.
room.
Yeah.
Because it's easy for, you know, two relatively successful guys to talk about how, oh, depression, you know, just
yeah,
figure out the problem.
Yeah.
Figure out the root cause. I'm going to know.
Rub a little dirt in it. You'll
right.
be fine.
But, you know, what is your story? And can you share that here? If so, the lines are wide open for you. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And is it something that you've beaten? Or is it a constant struggle to kind of keep it beaten? You know, what is it like where you are? The toll-free number is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. I have a friend who says she's treating her depression with microdoses of psilocybin.
I'm all for her trying that.
Yeah, again, what works for you? What has worked for you? And you can also join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different.
They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us if you want to take control of the airwaves. And bring up anything. Even in these remaining moments, we got time for you. With you in the studio here tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Also, if you would like, you can sign up for our email list, and we'll keep you in the loop as far as what's going on with Free Talk Live, usually on about a weekly basis. I sent one of them out earlier today over at freetalklive.com. You can find the email sign-up box toward the top of the page there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Get on our email list, and you'll be kept up to date, and we certainly do appreciate it. One of the changes that we've made on the Free Talk Live website is to kind of go back to the old way of things. Back in 2010, we did a major website redesign, and we went into Web 2.0 mode, which the idea of Web 2.0, and I don't know what version of the web they're on nowadays, but the idea of Web 2.0 was to have the user's contributions be more prominent.
Right.
Meaning that comments are kind of a Web 2.0 thing. In our case, we integrated a Reddit page or a Reddit subreddit sort of into our website. It's sort of designed into the site that people could submit show prep suggestions to, stories they wanted to hear on the air. And, you know, it never really took off It didn't really ever die, but it never really became as successful as we had hoped that it would. And so now here we are 8 years later. A couple years ago or a year or two ago, I had the programmers that do the site for us add in a Free Talk Live blog. So it used to be, in the old days, we would post the things that we thought were important. Then we changed to Web 2.0, where you posted the things that you thought were important. And now we have both.
Right.
So we have the FTL blog, and we have the Reddit. And the only thing that I've done is I had them switch the default page at freetalklive.com. So when you go there now, the default is the blog. It used to default to the Reddit content. And it was just the Reddit had slowed down to the point where I was like, well, it's almost as slow here sometimes on the Reddit as it is on the blog, so let's change things up, maybe give some of the hosts of the show blogging access. So, Chris, you now have blogger access to the site. You're the only one who stepped up saying you want it, but maybe we'll have other people do that, too.
And I got nothing to say right now.
Not right now.
But I'll come up with something.
But it's there.
But it's interesting. Web used to be everything. It was all about the web. But now it's more about apps and applications. So even though Reddit, where we were hoping to get more feedback from users or listeners, now they're on Twitch and now they're on Discord. So the feedback that we get is actually more real time.
That's true.
And more interactive than it ever would have been on Reddit.
And we do have a show prep category on the Discord. So if you want to drop show prep ideas in there, like, again, news stories you want to hear us talk about, that's one place we can check in addition to the Reddit to see what our listeners think is interesting. Now, of course, the best way to get your news on the air is to call directly in or your opinions. In this case, we'd ask for callers who had, in their mind, defeated depression. Because, as we were suggesting, there may be a root cause. It may not just be the old explanation of, well, you were just born wrong.
Right.
Your brain's chemicals are messed up, and you're going to need to take drugs for the rest of your life.
Right.
Is there more to it than that? Terry is on the line listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. You wanted to tell your story. Go ahead, Terry.
Yes, and they are wrong. I lived with my mother with the manic depressive. I've watched her try to commit suicide throughout my whole life.
Ugh.
I'm 57 years of age. She's been on medication. My older sister is still on medication for it. And I wholeheartedly agree. The medication is actually what keeps them there.
Mm.
It actually comes down to mind over matter. I had it in my mind that I wasn't going to be that way. And to this day, I'm very successful and I am doing great.
Well, it's great to hear.
How did you do that, though, right? Like, I mean, you were suffering from depression. Was there a specific, was there something that you implemented, some way of looking at yourself or assessing your thoughts or was it therapy? What was it that allowed you to solve the problem?
It's basically listening to different talk shows, reading a lot, and also praying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And also watching my family go downhill and basically telling myself that I was not going to be that way.
Gotcha.
There is really something to kind of the self-programming, like you said there at the end, telling yourself that you weren't going to be that way, to kind of create a self-fulfilling prophecy that you can be well, that it's, you know, okay to have bad feelings from time to time, but focus on the positives in life to get out of that. It does take effort. You know, when you are constantly in a depressed mindset or you're thinking negative thoughts or whatever, it does take the ability to be aware of your own thoughts and then to reject the ones that are not helpful to you, and to embrace, to actively embrace ideas or thoughts that are helpful to you. And I know it sounds silly, but positive affirmations help for me. I mean, I was never a depressive person, but at some point I learned about this idea of, you know, just thinking good things about yourself. You can actually write these things down and you can say them out loud or in your head that are reaffirming that, you know, all kinds of nice things about yourself.
And they can do that.
You start to believe it.
Yeah. The other thing that you brought up, I think, which is important for some people, faith makes a big difference in their lives. And I'm not going to profess to be like the most spiritual person, or I'm more spiritual than I am religious, but for some people that helps, and that's okay. That's great. Do you feel that faith was key to your being able to beat this?
Actually, the religion to begin with actually made me feel that I was that way.
Okay.
And then as I got older and on my own and with the help of different individuals in my life, I realized that faith was the biggest thing that carried me through it.
Interesting.
Yeah, whether it be faith in some sort of external thing or faith in yourself, I think that
true.
Either way.
It's faith in yourself.
Yeah.
It's faith in yourself and knowing that somebody up above also loves you.
Thank you for the call tonight, Terry. I appreciate hearing from you. And whether you are, you know, a monotheistic believer or, as I am, a panentheist, somebody who believes that everything is God and that the universe essentially is God, mm-hmm. You know, looking at that and coming at it from the perspective, as I was earlier, and sort of explaining, hey, you know, you may have encountered a rocky time. There may have been some difficulties, some stumbling blocks in life. But knowing that the universe or God or, you know, whatever you want to call it, is going to provide you with the ability and the tools to defeat those challenges. And whether they be external, like a challenge at a job or a relationship,
right.
Or whether they be internal, the as the Muslims would call it, the greater jihad, the struggle within.
Right.
That's what a jihad is, a struggle. And the greater one, according to the Muslims, and I agree with them completely on this, is that's the big one, right? Like, it's one thing to defeat the external enemies, the Goliaths right. of the world, or, you know, your boss at work, or whatever challenges. It's another thing to defeat the internal demons, the internal confusion that that one might have.
Yeah, and it's interesting that we can look back through thousands of years of literature and see humans discussing these very same subjects. You know,
it's true.
This is nothing new, and for people that are going through this, I think that's an important realization that, you know, it's going to feel like it's just you and nobody else has ever gone through this. But
no, you're not the first.
You're not the first. You won't be the last. And it's going
to
be tough.
Our Twitch chatters are, as was earlier, they were referring to, after we mentioned microdosing, they were saying that they'd had some positive experiences with that. Psilocybin has also been, I think, tested in the scientific environment on mm-hmm. people with issues, severe mental health issues like depression, like PTSD,
right?
That has resulted in cures, also MDMA as well.
And here we are, you know, again, as I said, thousands of years of literature, you know, pointing out people that have been depressed and used various things, oftentimes in nature, mm-hmm. To help them get through these times. And what does the government do?
Outlaw them.
We don't like that. But
they want people to stay depressed.
They do, and there's that level of cronyism, too, where the big drug companies are getting very, very wealthy off of
the treatments.
The treatments that they are protected from competition in. So I'd love to hear, even if it's coming from overseas, that, you know, these trials are starting to begin and they're
shockingly
starting to show results.
The MAPS, the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, has managed to get DEA and FDA approval to do some limited trials here in the United States, and they have been doing that. So.
That's great news.
And then, of course, the Pineapple Fund, the anonymous donor, gave $1 million worth of Bitcoin to MAPS. It's probably only worth $650,000 at this point, but you know, regardless.
But who's counting?
It's still helpful, and they do great work. Hey, we're out of time here tonight. Chris, great having you in. Thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to check out the Discord chat, which is ongoing at discord.lrn.fm and our forum at forum.lrn.fm.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.